if you take a bite of something, like an apple, you have to do what?
Have to chew it.
Okay. You say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
chew it.
Or he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
And what would you call peas and beets and corn and so forth that you grow yourself?
Well, you cook all like that.
What do you call those things?
Peas, beets.
Uh-huh.
Call them beets and peas.
But just all like that. Those would be different kinds of...
Different kind of peas?
Of different kinds of veg.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, different kinds. Different kinds of vegetables. All kinds.
Where would you grow them?
No, in your garden.
What's a kind of a grain that they grow south of here? It needs a lot of water to grow.
A lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
That must be rice, eh?
Okay. And something they'd make out of corn, they'd soak the corn in lye, and then...
Take the corn and lye.
Now, you ever see people take one of these big wash pots and fill it up with lye, and then put corn in it? What would they be making?
Lye corn.
Uh-huh. How would you make that?
You got to boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it cook on the fire.
Did you ever make it?
Oh, yeah. My people used to make it.
How much lye would you put in the water?
None at all. Put ashes in there.
Uh-huh.
Don't put no lye, put ashes. Ashes.
Just loose in there?
And that's right. Just throw them ashes in there. You see, on them fireheads, yeah, it was burning wood then, where you could just go in your firehead and get you some ashes and throw in that pot.
Uh-huh.
With your corn, lye. Well, when your corn get on, you take it up where you wash it in about two waters. You wash all that off it, you see? Wash it perfect, two waters, wash all that off, it's clean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you got your corn.
Say if something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone, if something's cooking, you might tell someone, would you just that?
Just matter then.
Okay. And you said this is an imitation maple syrup. This isn't imitation, this is genuine. How would you say that?
This imitation to serve, and this some good syrup like that.
Okay. And if you were buying something, say 200 pounds at a time, you say you would be buying it how?
That's right.
Buying it in? Did you ever say buying it in bulk?
Mm-hmm. That ain't alone.
Huh?
Yeah, buying it.
Get
more of it like that.
Uh-huh. If you buy it how?
That in a lump.
And something you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning would be?
Butter.
Or jam or?
Butter.
What about something sweet?
And what you call them on there too? Wasn't that the jelly? Put that jelly on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what you have here to season?
Oh yeah, pepper.
And?
Salt.
There was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you. How would he say that?
What child?
Uh-huh.
I just give him an apple. He want an apple.
And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it how?
Do it this way.